From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Afghanistan police say at least seven people are dead, dozens wounded, after a nearly 10-hour-long attack on the American University of Afghanistan in Kabul ended Thursday. Police say hundreds of staff and students were rescued after being trapped inside the university complex. Police say at least two attackers were killed. So far, no militant groups are claiming responsibility for the attack. Early this month, an American professor and his Australian colleague were kidnapped at the school. No group claimed responsibility for the kidnapping, and the professor's whereabouts remain unknown. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the White House is determined to listen to every scrap of evidence Turkey provides before deciding if it will extradite Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who Turkey blames for organizing last month's failed military coup, a charge he denies. Biden met in Ankara Wednesday with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He tried to head off Erdogan's impatience by explaining that American courts require firm evidence before a suspect is surrendered to another country.
When you go to American court, you can't go into a court and say, this is a bad guy, generally. You have to say this is a guy or a woman who committed the following explicit crime.
Turkey's prime minister says any delay in sending Gulen to Turkey could harm U.S.-Turkish relations. A day after a powerful earthquake rocked central Italy, authorities said 247 people died and more than 360 were injured. Rescuers are continuing to search for people buried in the debris. The hardest-hit areas include the towns of Amatrice and Akumali. A strong earthquake shook north-central Myanmar Wednesday. At least three people were killed. The quake damaged about 60 ancient